All this time I was having the usual struggles with the Spanish language. Apart from myself, there was only one Englishman at the barracks, and nobody even among the officers spoke a word of French. Things were not made easier for me by the fact that when my companions spoke to one another, they generally spoke in Catalan. The only way I could get along was to carry everywhere a small dictionary which I whipped out of my pocket in moments of crisis. But I would sooner be a foreigner in Spain than in most countries. How easy it is to make friends in Spain! Within a day or two there was a score of militiamen who called me by my Christian name, showed me the ropes and overwhelmed me with hospitality. I am not writing a book of propaganda, and I do not want to idealize the POUM militia. The whole militia system had serious faults, and the men themselves were a mixed lot, for by this time voluntary recruitment was falling off and many of the best men were already at the front or dead. There was always among us a certain percentage who were completely useless. Boys of 15 were being brought up for enlistment by their parents, quite openly for the sake of the 10 pesetas a day, which was the militiaman's wage. Also for the sake of the bread which the militia received in plenty and could smuggle home to their parents. But I defy anyone to be thrown as I was among the Spanish working class. I ought perhaps to say the Catalan working class, for apart from a few Aragonese and Andalusians, I mixed only with Catalans, and not be struck by their essential decency, above all their straightforwardness and generosity. A Spaniard's generosity in the ordinary sense of the word is at times almost embarrassing. If you ask him for a cigarette, he will force the whole packet on you. And beyond this, there is generosity in a deeper sense, a real largeness of spirit, which I have met again and again in the most unpromising circumstances. Some of the journalists and other foreigners who travelled in Spain during the war have declared that in secret the Spaniards were bitterly jealous of foreign aid. All I can say is that I never observed anything of the kind. I remember that a few days before I left the barracks, a group of men returned on leave from the front. They were talking excitedly about their experiences and were full of enthusiasm for some French troops who had been next to them at Huesca. The French were very brave, they said, adding enthusiastically, "Más valientes que nosotros," braver than we are. Of course I demurred, whereupon they explained that the French knew more of the art of war, were more expert with bombs, machine guns and so forth. Yet the remark was significant. An Englishman would cut his hand off sooner than say a thing like that.